hope for the future of food production and the way that people eat? What can I do, and what would you do, and how do we talk to people about it?
That's the first thing you do, is you talk to people, but like you're talking now. We've tried to talk to people through giving talks, haven't we? And we don't think that works. You gather 50 people in a room or 100 people in a room or whatever, and you stand up there and you give them a few ideas, and you talk about a few personal beliefs, etc., etc., and they even though they might appear to be motivated and inspired by that at the time, the next morning it's business as usual, you know, back to work, etc., etc. Within a couple of days, that's all gone. And for most people, the same would happen even if they read a book. You know, they read a book, they feel inspired, but 2 days later, you know, everything has gone. But I think we've both come to the conclusion that it's all going to be okay, because change is a process. It's not something you impose on people. You don't. So as much as you can wave a few placards and motivate people to get up and attempt to change something, really it's just a little flash in the pan thing, and it's like a sort of mini revolution or whatever,
and
it will die its death. It'll die a natural death. What we're probably looking at is something more like a renaissance, and that will happen because people talk to each other. We're changing our stories, basically. We've been listening to a whole set of stories all of these for centuries, really, haven't we? You could say for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
but those stories are redundant. They don't work, and they're wrong, actually. So they're now redundant, and people are beginning to realise that. People individually are beginning to realise that there's something wrong there. And so individual thinkers will come out with new ideas, and if they share those ideas with others, some people will take them up and some people won't. But you're not going to, you can't physically or spiritually or mentally change anybody.
People are going to come
to it
in
their
own
time, in their own heads,
in their own way.
Yeah,
we came to it because Rob wasn't very well in 2003, and we went down the food route because I was working full time at the time, and I was talking to my clerical officer, happened to do kinesiology in her spare time, so we went down the food route, and that was our journey. Most people have a good reason to change, and quite often it's a trauma, it's a family, you know, death in the family, or it could be cancer, or it could anything, you know, could get people to wake up as to, you know, what is going on. We talk to people here. There's two ladies that we've had here, you know, over three nights. You know, we can really strike up a relationship, and we can talk to them. They're halfway there. And you're just adding a little bit more knowledge to their understanding. We just take every opportunity, really.
But
we don't compromise, and that might make us seem to be a bit strange. But people, I think, are beginning to understand where we're coming from.
But we also have to say that in the 10 years we've been here, those occasions and opportunities have increased.
They've increased, definitely.
We're aware of the fact that more people are coming to us because of what we do and because of what we say on our website. And we're also aware of the fact that people generally, people who come here, are generally more aware than we perceived people to be 10 years ago, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So out there, everybody's thinking about these things, and every little snippet that somebody hears, it. Not everybody's going to respond, but all the seeds are being sown all the time, and that's the way change accelerates.
It's
just like seeds coming up. I paint this picture of a forest fire, because if there's a forest fire or even a fire on the Malvern Hills, and everything just sort of disappears, it all goes black. But then 2 days later, all this green stuff comes up, and it's the seeds that have been hiding under there that haven't had an opportunity to grow. But you take away all the gorse or whatever, suddenly it's like disturbing ground and fat hen starts to grow. There are just opportunities, and there is an opportunity now for that sort of change to happen. So we're all the little green shoots. And eventually there'll be a whole carpet of green.